According to the latest census, 90% of Latino and African American seniors are considered financially vulnerable. Latinos are also the least likely group to have insurance coverage, and they rely heavily on Medicare. Jeff Cruz is executive director of Latinos for a Secure Retirement. Cruz says that making cuts to Medicare benefits would drive up health care costs for everyone. He estimates that a $5.5 billion cut to Medicare could mean a $10 billion increase in costs for non-Medicare recipients.
What the government does is it shifts these costs to seniors, to employers, to state and local governments, and it shifts it to current workers, to younger people. So it doubles the cost and just shifts it off.
One of the changes being considered in Washington would increase the Medicare age to 67. In San Diego, I'm Ruxandra Guidi.